Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. We praise God and give him glory. He is worthy of the praise, of the honor. There is none like him. Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Though the night is dark and I am far from home, thank me to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That's how we're going to have to look at every situation when turmoils and all kinds of tragedies and horrific things start happening and things start going on in our lives. We got to trust God and look to the hills, what's coming to our help. Realize that our help coming from the Lord, and this too shall pass. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Have the mindset, glory to God, that I will praise the Lord at all times and just bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be continually be in our mouth. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. As we acknowledge him and glorify him and magnify his holy name, the more and more as we draw nigh to him, he draw nigh to us, we're going to see the powerful manifestation of his power at hand here in the earth realm, in our lives, in our bodies, in our nation. As we can keep the faith, wait on the Lord and be of courage, but pray and obey. Seek out what his face is saying, unto his word is saying unto us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for you. Welcome you again back to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord as we come together to glorify the Lord as we pray and intercede for others and take prayer requests. And on second and fourth Sunday, we have our speakers that will come forth to break the bread of life. And tonight we have none other, glory to God, a young lady that has accepted a call in the light. In the Lord, and God bless. We thank you for my spiritual daughter. I think it's about, I'm not quite sure, has it made 20 years? No, not 20 years, maybe 15 years. But bless the Lord. We thank God and for her mother, Apostle Barbara Ganey. We thank God, glory to God, for Minister Prophetess Tasha, as the Lord bless her tonight, ministering the Lord. We bless God for her husband and family. We're going to prepare ourselves now. Bless the Lord as we're going to carry on. Glory to God. With not no further ado, we're going to get ready to pray. And then we'll have our scripture reading by none other than Prophetess Noon tonight out of Arkansas. And Minister Tasha Clifton will be coming out of Charlotte. And praise the Lord. And we will have her mother to sing a solo tonight and out of Sumter and her husband out of Charlotte. We bless the Lord tonight for you all. And we thank God for coming together to worship the Lord. And we're going to do it in spirit and in truth and have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church tonight. In the name of Jesus, we glorify him because he is truly worthy of the praise. As we come into his presence tonight, we bless you, Lord. Thank you for all your great and mighty acts. Thank you for how the wondrous works of your hand on a daily basis. We thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. It may be named the same, but it's a new day to us. We are thanking you, Lord God, for an opportunity to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. We ask you to look upon our hearts. You find anything that's pleasing in your sight, any transgression. God, we pray, glory to God, that you will forgive us and continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. Help us to have a mindset to submit ourselves to you and to be in compliance with whatever your word is saying in the name of Jesus, that we will not be a lip service people. As you say, you praise me with your lips, but your heart be far from it. Help us, glory to God, to have that mind of Christ. And those that, glory to God, are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. We pray, glory to God, as we come in your presence tonight, that you will bless these, your people. Continue to encourage and bless your speaker for tonight. Continue to bless her to rest in you and to be used for your glory. We pray and thank you, Lord God, for the ears that we will have to hear, that we are open it up to hear what the Spirit has to say to the church tonight. God, we pray, glory to God, for those that need a healing, that you would touch spiritually, naturally, and physical, those that are going through financial crisis, that God, you will bless, and those that need restoration, those that need have things to be restored. We're praying, glory to God, that it be according to your will, according to their faith. We're praying, glory to God, that you are blessed in the midst of all this pandemic, all this stuff that are going on in our nation. We're thanking you that you're working behind the scenes. We see the evidence of your hand. Help us to keep praying, glory to God, and keep steadfastness in the faith as believers, and that we will not be people of compromise. We come against the spirit of busybody, sowing discord. We're praying that the body of Christ will come into unity, the agape, glory to God, in the forgiveness and love. And those, glory, that need to forgive family members, those in neighbors, or heartache, or disappointment in ministry, or whatever it is, don't allow the enemy to steal their inheritance. Don't give it up as well. Help us to know this is a time like never before. We got to get anchored down and get our ear to you, glory to God, so we can hear your instructions and be obedient to that you call us. Because you have so many plans for us. But glory to God, the only way to get them is we got to come in compliance and alignment. You bless the saved unsaved, because you pour out the rain on the just as well as the unjust. But we're, glory to God, a part of the kingdom of God. There's blessings, overflowing blessings that you already have for us. But if according to, glory to God, we come in alignment with your word, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God, I thank you that your word comes to deliver, to encourage, to build, to tear down, to uproot, to bring us in a place of restoration, to bring salvation, encouragement, enlightenment. God, help us, God, because you said you're not having us ignorant of Satan's devices. Thank you for your weapons are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of struggle. Thank you for us, glory to God, that you told us to encourage one another, bear one another's burdens, strong bear the infirmities of the weak. So in the midst of all this going on, help us to gather together in unity and love and get rid of the isms and whatever, so we can in secrecy, so we can be able to look, glory to God, and cover each other in the name of Jesus. Say, love covers a multitude of faults. So we just believe in you at this time like never before. We will be united. God, I bless you and I honor you. Thank you, Lord God, for every day for food, clothing, and shelter. And as we come in your presence today, God, we want to have the attitude of gratitude continuously moving and operating in us as we call our peace back and our joy in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. At this time, praise God. We bless the Lord again for you coming on, those of you just now joining us. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask none other than, glory to God, our dear Minister Anum, glory to God, to read our scripture reading tonight. Amen. She'll tell you where it's being found.
Praise God.
Are you there?
Thank God for this opportunity to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank God. All right. So the scripture reading tonight is Philippians 1 and the 6th verse. It says, being confident of the very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord for the scripture readings. Amen. And we are governing ourselves accordingly. Now we're going to get ready to have our introduction. Glory to God from none other than Minister Brother Clifton. Should have had your name pulled up already, my dear, but we're getting ready to do it now. 40. All right.
Can you hear me?
Clifton. Oh, yes, we're ready for you.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Tonight, Tasha Clifton is a native of Manning, South Carolina. She is a wife of 17 years to her husband, a mother to her two kids, a daughter to her parents, niece to her aunts and uncles and sisters to her brothers, and she has been raised in the church all of her life, preaching, preacher kid under the mother of her pastor, Barbara Daney. Tasha attended Manning, South Carolina public school system. She graduated from Manning High School and moved to Charlotte, North Carolina to graduate from Johnson C. Smith University. She majored in communication broadcasting. With her degree, she worked at Power 98 and the Big DM as an intern. She later moved to Radio 1, Praise 100.9, as a radio personality, having her own show, meeting all walks of celebrities. After completing her assignment there, God called her and her family to move to Denver, Colorado, where she became a branch manager of two banks and led a sis and stage ministry, bringing up global ministries in the faith at the Potter's House of Denver under the ministry of Bishop T.D. Jakes. Finishing her assignment in Colorado, God moved her and her family back to Charlotte, North Carolina, to their next assignment. Since being back, she has assisted her mother, Apostle Darby Danny, at the End Times Harvest Church, thematically with the church, while being a major and leader at Quicken Loans. It is her passion to serve in prayer for others, no matter what the problems may be. Once again, Tasha is not new to the faith of God in Christ, and today I will introduce you to her now. Relax and sit back to receive the word of God through your sister, Christ, Tasha Clifton.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. We thank God for that powerful introduction concerning this young lady. We bless the Lord. We're looking forward to God blessing and moving in her life, to moving through her tonight. I'm getting ready to bring her mother forth so that she can sing this song. Hold on just a moment, Apostle. I gotta pull you. I hope I got the right number for you tonight. Okay, the one that I wrote down tonight was, let's see. Okay. I may have to check and see if there's another number, because I don't have. I'm going with the old 776 number, and I don't see that. Is there another number that I need to be looking for tonight? Brother Tasha, a minute.
You can check and see if it comes through 2996.
2996. 803-473. Okay. Just need the last four. 2996, you said?
That's the last four digits.
Okay, I see that one. All right, Pastor, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to be a different number tonight. But in the meantime, I'll receive none other than Apostle Danny for the solo. And then as soon as that, we will bring Minister Tasha Clifton on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God just to be on the line today.
Can we hear you a little louder?
Give honor to Apostle Hubbard and each and every one under the sound of my weak voice. I wasn't called to sing, but my daughter asked, she requested that I sing a song for her tonight, so I'm asking you all just to pray for me.
Bless the Lord.
I've been through the storm and rain, but oh, I made it. I've been through the storm and rain, oh, oh, I made it. Been through the storm and rain, but oh, I made it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I made it. I had to cry sometimes, but oh, I made it. I had to cry sometimes. Oh, 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 I made it. I had to cry sometimes, but oh, I made it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I made it. Body racking with pain, but oh, I made it. Body racking with pain, oh, 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 I
made it. Body racking with pain, but oh, I made it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I made it.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank God for that selection of Apostle. What a beautiful selection. I thank God for all of you on the line tonight. If we could just give God a praise wherever we are in our new sanctuaries, from our homes, which has been our place of worship for a lot of us. If you could just give God a praise where you are right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, you deserve all the honor, Lord God. You deserve all the praise, God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this time, Lord. This is similar, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I truly thank and give honor and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on tonight. I thank God for this invitation to be able to come on and speak. My spiritual mother, Pastor Hubbard, been knowing her for a very long time, as well as her daughters, and they're like family to me. We've been knowing each other for so long, and she's literally been like a mother figure over all of us. And I take her as just a woman of God who I can always go to, and she would always pray for me and my family. And she and my mother are good friends, and they come together and talk and pray. She's just been a blessing to my life and my family's life, and I just thank God for her and her ministry, divine connection. I just thank God tonight. He is so, so awesome. We serve an awesome, magnificent God. I tell you, I'm overwhelmed. Because, you know, God just moves, and he does things in a way that our little brains just can't comprehend. And I don't know about you guys, but over these past few weeks and months even, he's just been doing things and proving himself to the people more and more each and every day. I come before you tonight not to spend and take up a lot of time, but I just want to share some things with you that I believe that the Lord has placed on my heart that I pray that is a blessing to you and your family. I know that the theme for tonight's call is it's time to take courage in the Lord, and I've been praying, and I believe that the Lord has given me something that kind of coincides with that, if you will, but nevertheless, I'm going to do what I believe he's called me to do. So before we go into the word, let's have a word of prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, Father, I thank you, God. Thank you for your hand, Lord God. Thank you for your breath, Father God, that you've placed in my body, God. Lord, thank you for allowing this time of opportunity yet to come and speak of your goodness, God. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will put your stamp of approval on this word tonight, God. And Lord, that you would speak through me, God. Lord, not my words, but your words, Lord God. Father, I ask right now that you take control, God. You take complete control, God. Lord, I just ask that your spirit will fill these airways right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will cover us, Lord, in each and every place where we're representative right now. Lord, that you're omnipresent, God. So, Lord, that you can be with us everywhere we are, God. So, Lord, we just ask right now that you come, Father God, Lord, and speak to us tonight, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for everything that you're doing and that you're going to do tonight, God. Lord, I give you all the praise. I give you all the honor. I give you all the glory, Lord God. And it's in your matchless name that I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, can you all hear me? Okay.
Yes, they can be able to hear you. I have them on mute. They'll hear you.
Okay, amen, amen. So, preparing for this and trying to see what angle God wanted me to come from tonight. Again, you know, all of this is still new to me, so I just ask for your prayers and I ask you to have patience, if you will, with me tonight. But as I was praying and asking God about the theme tonight and the whole service, I believe he gave me some things to go over. And again, I'm going to be brief, unless the Lord says otherwise. But I will be coming out of the book of Joel tonight. If you have your word, feel free to follow along. But I will come from Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. And it reads, "And afterwards, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Blood and fire and billows of smoke, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Now, out of that, those few scriptures or verses there, I would like to focus more so on that last verse I read, which was 32. And it says, "And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So after going through Joel, and I'm sure most of you are very familiar with Joel, it's not a long book at all. Joel was not really one of the popular people, if you will, back in the Old Testament. But his book came about after Solomon's death, when the nation of Israel was split into two parts. It was split into a northern kingdom and a southern kingdom, which was called Judah. And the northern kingdom was led by a bunch of old evil kings and not, you know, just some bad leaders, okay? And we all can relate to that. So God sent different prophets to warn them of the wrongdoing that they were doing and basically told them that because of their disobedience, you know, they were going to be, deported or overturned. And that's exactly what happened to Northern Kingdom. They were defeated by the Assyrians, and the Northern Kingdom part was overturned. Now, the Southern Kingdom was led by several kings. Now, some of those were good, and some of those were still evil too. but people still struggle to be faithful to God during that time in the southern kingdom, which is called Judah. So God sent prophets to warn them of the coming judgment. This area was plagued with locusts. They had a really bad plague where their land was pretty much overtaken with the locusts. They came in and ate everything, destroyed their plants, destroyed all of their crops. And with that happening, of course, if the crops were eaten, the livestock didn't have anything to eat. And so therefore the livestock start to fade away. It was a bad plague that turned into a famine. And everything just started to fade away. But God sent a prophet. He sent a prophet to give these people a message in that area in Judah. And he wanted him to go and warn them that the situation they were going through at that point in time with the plague and the famine, he wanted to let them know that they needed to turn back to God. They needed to repent and change their hearts back to the Lord. And as I said it before, Joel was not a very popular man. He wasn't well known, wasn't big time in that area, but he was called, and he was called to do one thing. And he did that thing in love. He went to those people and told them what thus said the Lord. So I know I may be a little bit out of order. And again, like I said, be patient with me. But out of all of this, he warned Judah that if they didn't turn from their ways, a greater judgment, bigger than that agricultural disaster, would come if they did not repent. So if I were to use for a title tonight, based on this scripture passage from Joel, focusing on 32, but everyone who calls on the Lord will be saved, is your pardon from hell and all bets are off. I'll say that one more time. Your pardon from hell and all bets are off. I know you guys are probably saying, what in the world is she talking about? And I had to ask the same thing when I got that from the Lord. I actually had a dream, and he kind of gave me the first part of the title, and then some other things came along a little afterwards. But I was like, Lord, what is this? But I looked up what pardon meant. And I'm sure most of you have heard the term thrown around a lot here lately. But we know that pardon means, the dictionary term that is an action forgiven or being forgiven of an error or offense. And again, if you've been following the news, unless you've been living under a rock somewhere for the last couple weeks, our former president was giving pardons to those who were placed in prison for criminal acts that they had done. And basically, because he was the president, he was able to use his authority to release those who had done things that were wrong and were in prison for. So basically, they didn't have to stay their whole term or sentence, if you will. He was able to go in and wipe their slate clean and basically stop their punishment and release them from jail. So I'm sure many of you are saying, well, why, you know, some people get off like that and others, they go to jail or whatever, and they have to stay in there their whole sentence, and they're not pardoned. That's something I can't answer. But what I do know is that we serve a God who's able to pardon our sins as well. And so the second part of my title is, and all bets are off. And I was like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to, what is that about? So I took I looked it up in the dictionary as well, and from the Urban Dictionary, it talks about when there is an expression or meaning of a situation of one factor alone that can change or cancel out everything. When all bets are off, it's a meaning where a situation in which one factor alone can change or cancel out everything. Now, we all know if you've ever had a bet or tried to bet someone on something, the whole situation is you come together and say, I think the outcome of this thing is going to be like this. And then the other person says, well, no, I think the outcome is going to be like this. Well, then let's bet on it, meaning whoever is right or whatever the situation is at the end, you have to give me something. We know that's what a bet is. So looking at this, it just made me realize that God betted on us. And we know that the devil, his plan is to try to take us out, try to fill his kingdom with the lies, as many lies as lies that he can get. But we all know that in the end, and Revelation already tells us, that he doesn't win, that we have the victory in Jesus' name. So that lets us know that all bets are off already because Jesus has already won. So as I was going through this, I was thinking about how our lives kind of compare to the lives of the people in Judah. You know, these people were going along, you know, they were sinning. The Bible doesn't talk about the different type of sins that they were doing or anything, but basically they were living outside of his will. You know, they were headed for destruction. They were so far away from God that, he had to put his foot down, in a sense, to send the destruction with the locusts to get their attention. And that just lets us know that without God, we know that Satan, he's going to do everything that he can do to kind of keep us away from God. He knows that the more, if he can keep us distracted, worried about other things than God, then he's going to pull us further away from God as possible. And that's what these people in Judah were dealing with. They had just been so far from God that it seemed like it was going to be all lost for them until God sent Joel with this message. He told the Lord, he told the people that if they would repent of their sins and if they would give their whole hearts back to the Lord, that there was hope and that they could be restored. He told them to take the time by fasting and weeping and crying out to the Lord. He said, if you will do these things, then God will restore you. And we know that to be true. If you cry out to the Lord and you really give him your heart, he will answer you. He will come through for you because that's the kind of God we serve. We serve a God that is loving. He's compassionate. He's patient. The Bible talks about how he's slow to anger. God's plan is not to destroy people. That's not what he wants to do. He likes to relent from sending calamity. He waits on us, and we can see that he's waiting on us now with the time that we're living in right now. And so he sets before us. He even tells us in the Word. He says, I set before you today life and death, good and evil. But he hopes that we will choose life. And that's what he hoped for the people in Judah to do as well, to choose life, to choose him. So they had an opportunity to listen to Joel and heed to God's warning for them, or they could continue with their complacent and comfortable lifestyles of doing the things that made their flesh feel good at that time. The choice was really there. And that's one thing about our God. Like people like to say, he's a gentleman. He won't push himself on you. He's going to give you the opportunity to make the choice yourself. And I know because we're presented with some of those same choices. You know, the Lord knew that we're not capable of keeping ourselves. He knows that Satan is wanting to trap us every way that he can so that he can throw us in hell. But God had nipped that in the bud by John 3:16. For we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And I'm thankful for that today. And I'm thankful for God's grace. I'm thankful that he has given us chances and chances over and over again to pardon us from hell. Now, the story of Prophet Joel talks about how God's plan was kind of double-barreled for the people, meaning one side of the plan was for punishment for their sin, is what Joel was telling the people, but the other side was his promise to defend his people. And again, you know, his whole purpose wasn't to just destroy them because he could have done that with the snap of a finger. But that's why he sent the warning, so he could spare them. And that's why it talks about in Joel 2:25, stating, you know, I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all people, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So as I looked at all of this, and I was like, okay, there's a lot happening, and I know there's warnings, and the people are not listening. They turn their back on God, and they're, you know, doing what feels good to them and not heeding to the warnings that God's given them. And it kind of made me see what we're dealing with today. Now, we haven't been hit with a plague of locusts, but we've been hit with a plague of disease. And it has been quite an interesting year, or past year, if you will. I mean, we've had this deadly, deadly virus that's filled our land. I mean, it's taken people's lives. It's affected people's health, their job, financial stability. It's just changed our normal way of living. Now, I never thought, as long as I've been alive, and I'm sure some of you on here older than me, have never thought about living through a pandemic like this. And I honestly believe, y'all, I really believe that God is warning his people, and he's making it plainer than ever before. It's time for the church to stand up. It's time for the church to stand up. It's time for the church to stand up more than ever right now. And like the theme of this tonight is to take courage in the Lord. It's time for us to take courage in the Lord. Now, I know that we're here for a reason. We're alive at this time for a reason. Don't think that we just happen to be here right now. No, God knew. He knows the end before from the beginning. He knew everything that was going to be happening right now. And he saw fit to have us, me, you, all of us, to be alive during this time. And why? Why do you think that? Why do you think that? We've been serving God all these years, going to church, doing what we think we're supposed to do. And this plague, COVID-19, floods our land. We had people, you know, being lover of themselves, just doing what they want to do to satisfy their flesh. Just doing all of these other things, but not seeking the Lord. And as we can see it right now, the difference of what is what, meaning who is really on God's side and who isn't. We can tell that right now. I was looking on YouTube the other day, and there was a prophet on there, and it was interesting that he was sitting there talking about how there's two Christianities now because of all of the things that were happening with the election, talking about they're now liberal Christians instead of conservative Christians, what's happened to the body of Christ. And that just kind of made me sick to my stomach because evidently, I don't know what word he's reading, but I know that we're not a part of this worldly system. Yeah, I get it. We need a president. We need a leader. I get all of that. But at the end of the day, God is our leader. He's our king. We don't live by the worldly principles. We live by kingdom principles. And God is love. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're liberal, conservative, whatever you are. As long as the blood of Jesus is running through your veins, that's all that counts. And I think as a church, we have to stand up now. We have to gird up. We have to stop living in fear and stand up for what God wants us to do now in this time. There's people dying. Over 400,000 people died from the coronavirus. That's just from the coronavirus. That's not from other things. And I know that some probably were believers and they made it in. But how about the others? But we're the church now. We're the church. And we clearly see that it's not the building anymore, that the church is in us. And God is compelling us to stand up and to be bold in him now. We got to come from behind the bushes. We got to come from behind the trees. It's time for us to stand up and really live this thing out because the devil is not playing. He's trying to fill his kingdom. And I just wanted to come and share with you tonight that God is summoning. He's summoning his people to come forward now. In every one of us, it's time for us to get into a place in faith, get into a place in prayer, and really spending time with the Lord so that we can help those that are lost out there, that we can warn them that this right here that we're dealing with is just the beginning. And if we don't get it right, greater destruction is coming. So I saw in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal the land. God wants his people undivided attention right now. He wants our attention, just like the people in Judah. He's warning us now, y'all. We need to get back. We need to get back to what matters. We got to stand up. We got to live for him. And we got to tell other people about him and how they can live for him. We have to let people know that they've been pardoned from hell. As soon as they accept Jesus Christ and live for him, they're pardoned from hell. So I want to say to you, Pastor DJ, I thank God for your prayer line, and I thank God for the ministry that you have. And I just pray that you will reach and teach and get people on your line so that they'll know that they're pardoned from hell. I pray that you'll be able to get into the jail houses, the nursing homes, the mental institutions, wherever it may be, that your ministry will be heard so that you can tell people that they've been pardoned from hell. The devil no longer has a hold on us because we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. God has wiped away all of our sins, and we've been pardoned from hell. And because of that, he declares that all bets are off in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God, my God, from Zion to another week. Thank God for this prophetess. She has heard from the Lord. No wonder the enemy was fighting you with this word. Glory to God. We give praise and honor unto the Lord for your obedience to the Spirit of the Lord, because truly you heard from him, and we're hearing from him tonight. We just need to have ears to obey what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church and the warning and so many things that's been spoken about this warning, this time, and turning back and repenting. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 been used a lot in prayer. But we believe in God like now, like never before. It's time to anchor down, as we've been saying it so much. So the Lord has the blessed, powerful way that God gave you about the pardon, praise the Lord, and the warnings, and also to even put that word out and thank God for redeeming us. But we have an assignment, and that is, Lord, work while this day, while night come, no man can work. We have to be about the kingdom business because, glory to God, this is nothing new to the Lord, but he's calling his people together to get in unity. And like you said, we're supposed to be one with God, not no liver and what's the other one you said, the other one, but however it is, I bless the Lord, praise God, for this word. I'm not going to go any further, praise the Lord. I want to find out whether there is anyone that needed prayer tonight while you're on the line, because truly, prophet, the Lord has blessed you. I pray you continue to be encouraged. Be strengthened in the Lord and know that the Lord thy God is with thee. He has assigned you. I'm praying, glory to God, that you just get rested in the identity who God called you, because truly he has sent you and sent a warning too. And thank God how you deal with you in dreams and in words. So I thank the Lord. He blessed and I believe in God that he's blessed you to just even hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say through you tonight, that you continue to be encouraged. Praise the Lord. And while I'm talking, I'm just talking because I'm opening all the lines so to give an opportunity for this anyone that desires prayer before we take the remarks. We're going to take the remarks first after the prayer request. So if there's anyone online that are in need of prayer, we want to take those requests before we put the remarks. And the first person that's going to be to remark would be her mother and her husband. And then we'll take it from there, and the prophet Bird is still on the line. I know she has an engagement afterwards, but if she's there, then she'll be followed after. But first, let's take the prayer request. Does anyone at this time have a prayer request? Hey, Shabbat.
This is Shelton Brown.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. This is Magdalene McCormick's daughter, Teresa, and I'm asking for prayer for my husband, Kane Williams. He's having the procedure done on Tuesday. Doesn't have anything to do with his heart, but we just praying that that the results of that is fine. He come out of that victorious.
Okay, Prophetess Clifton, you heard the prayer request. Her husband
yes,
had a procedure. She wanted prayer. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and her husband's name is it Kane?
Williams.
Yes, it's
William.
Kane Williams. Mm-hmm.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, God, asking you to touch Brother Kane Williams, Father. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you go before him, Father, before he goes into his procedure next week, Lord God. Lord, you know everything about his body. You created him, Lord God. But, God, Father, we ask right now, under the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just touch, Lord, the area that is of concern, God, and, Lord, that you would, Lord, just heal his body, God. Lord, that the procedure will have to be done, God, but, Lord, that you're able to let it go through smoothly, God, and that he will recover quickly, Lord Jesus. God, I just ask right now that you just touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Lord, touch the doctors who are going to work on him and give him counsel, Lord God. Father, we just ask right now, God, that you take all of the nerves away, God, any anxiety, God, anything that may be coming over him, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you take it away in the name of Jesus. Help him to walk in peace, Lord God. Lord, help him to be calm, Father, letting him know that you're with him and that you will not leave him, God. Be with his family. Cover them under your precious blood. Lord, we ask that you surround him, God, that no illnesses, no other diseases or anything will attach themselves to his body as he goes into the medical office, God. Lord, we just thank you for letting him walk upright, strengthened in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Kane Williams. We thank you for his healing right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Praise God. The next request.
Yes, this is Shelton Brown, prayer request for healing, vision.
Praise the Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for our brother Shelton. God, we just ask that you, Lord, touch him right now, Father. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you look upon him, Father God. Lord, you know his needs. You knew his needs before he even said it, God. So, Lord, we just ask right now, God, by the power of your hand, Lord, that you touch his eyes right now, God. Touch his vision, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you created those eyes, Lord God. And, Lord, we just ask that you go in, God, and that you, Lord, restructure and do whatever you need to do, God, to touch his eyes and his vision, God. Lord, we ask for healing upon his body, God. Lord, we ask that you touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way in his life, God. Lord, in his home, Lord God. And everything that he comes in contact with, God, Lord, we ask that you cover him right now, God. Lord, let him know that you are with him, Lord, and then you have not forsaken him, that you are with him and will continue to be with him, Lord God. Lord, do a work in him that only you can do, God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for it. And it's already done, God. We put our hands in agreement right now under the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would do what he asked. And, Lord, we give you praise in advance for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Brenda. I'm asking her to pray for one of my co-workers. Her name is Denise Thorne, and I pray that she's in the hospital. And her daughter, Giovanna Stone, and her son, Anthony Parks. She was staying with her daughter, but her daughter's very disrespectful. Her mama went back in the hospital with a heart attack, something wrong with her heart. But she's texting her mama and telling her mama she needs to get out or either have $100 or her thing's going to be out on the porch on Tuesday.
My God. Jesus.
Jesus. Father God, we come right now, God. Hallelujah. Asking you, Father, to please touch our sister Denise Stern right now, God. Lord, we ask that you go with her right now in her hospital room, Father God. Lord, we ask you to fill that room with your presence, Lord God. Let your Holy Spirit minister her, Lord. Minister to her right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask that you to speak into her ear, God. Lord, help her to hear from you, God. Lord, let her be able to discern the things that you're wanting to say to her right now during this time, God. Lord, we just ask, Lord, God, that you will touch and heal her body, whatever she's dealing with right now, God, that you will raise her up, Lord God. And, Father, we just ask right now that you would bind the hands of the enemy that's trying to come against her and attack her with her family. Lord, we speak right now in the name of Jesus, peace over her family. Right now in the name of Jesus, with her daughter and with her son, that they must come subject to the Holy Spirit that is telling them right now to stop saying and doing things against their mother. God, in the name of Jesus, where you call for the children to be obedient to their parents. So, God, we ask right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you turn the situation around, God. Lord, that you will change attitudes, God, that you will change hearts and minds, God. Lord, that there will be a total turnaround by the time she comes home out of that hospital. Lord, we speak peace over that household. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let things not be the same, God. Change it right now. Let it be changed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you. We thank you for the testimony that's going to come out of our sister's life, out of Denise Stern's life. God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. In agreement, Jesus. Who else?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Anyone
else?
This is Evangelist Ely. Okay, we have three people talking. I heard a young man, I heard Brenda, and I heard Minister Ely. Let's take one at a time.
Okay.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Okay, young man, and then Minister Ely.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. This is Brother Walker.
Praise God.
Asking to ask prayer requests for the Robinson family. My friend's wife has been put in intensive care of kidney failure. We just want to ask that you reach out to the Robinson family on their behalf tonight for prayer.
Amen.
Go ahead. We'll be in agreement with her as she prays. Go ahead.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we come in agreement right now, Father God, asking you to please touch the Robinson family right now, God. Lord, we ask that you go, Lord, with our sister right now who's in intensive care, Lord God. Lord, you made her body. Lord, you know everything about it, God.
Yes.
Lord, we speak right now blessings upon her family, God, and healing upon her life. Lord, we ask right now, God, that you touch her kidneys right now in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Right
Lord,
now.
We ask that you make them whole and new again, God. Lord, we ask that you do a miracle right now in the Nebuchadnezzar, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we ask right now, Lord, whatever the diagnosis or whatever the doctor is saying, God, that it will be turned around in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the
yes.
doctors be scratching their heads to say what has happened, that your kidneys were this way, but now they're this way. God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, for with your stripes, she is healed. Right now, God, and I just ask you to take the fear, take the anxiety away from her, take it away from her family, Lord, strengthen her husband, be with her whole household, God. Lord, we just speak that it's all well. It is well with her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, do a work that only you can, God, and we give it to you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Minister Ely.
Good evening. I just pray everyone as well. I just ask you for a prayer for just peace in our new home, peace between our daughter and her parents. Just pray for ministry. Pray for healing with this concussion, that this next time when I'm on this medication, it will do what needs to be done. And just continue strength for my husband as he's working.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Sister Ely right now, God. Father, she made her request unto you, God. And, Father, we just ask right now, God, hallelujah, Jesus, that you go, Father God, and touch them right now, God. Touch her family, Lord, her husband, God, her daughter, God, herself, Lord. Touch their home, God. Lord, we speak peace over their home, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding, God. Lord, we just thank you, God, for touching their bodies, Lord, protecting them, God, healing, Lord God, everything that has tried to come against in her body, God. Lord, we pray for that concussion, that it will be healed in the name of Jesus, and that no other effects will come from it, God. Lord, we just ask right now that you bless their daughter, God. Cover her under your precious blood. Lord, we just ask that you touch their ministry, God, and everything that you have in store for them, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you continue to direct and guide their footsteps, Lord. Lord, make those things plain to them that you've been dealing with about, God. Lord, that you will orchestrate and organize and put things out in the forefront, Lord, that they will know that it's you and it's your hand that you're presenting to them, God. Lord, we thank you for next level dimensions and doors being open, hallelujah, in their lives, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for her husband and his job. God, we thank you for promotion. We thank you for elevation, God. Lord, we thank you for all of these things that you're about to do in their lives, God. Lord, we just give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
The ones talking in the background, don't do that in interference of the ministry at this time of sacred time. Praise God. You have to talk, put it on mute. Is there anyone else at this time before we take remarks?
Yes.
Yes,
I would like. I'm asking for prayer for my brother who is going through a very upsetting divorce, and he's very depressed over it.
Say that again. Your brother.
Thank you.
I beg your pardon.
Repeat that one more time.
I'm requesting prayer for my brother who is going through a very somewhat nasty divorce, and he's very somewhat depressed and stressed over it.
Okay. Is something here?
Yes, I got it this time. Thank you. Father, we pray for our sister's brother right now, God. Lord, you know the situation he's going through, God. Lord, you know all about it.
Yes.
And God, we just ask you right now, God, that you will go to him right, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you put your hand upon this situation, God.
Thank
Lord, God. We ask that you mend broken hearts, Lord God. Lord, that you will take all the anger and the strife away from the situation, God. Lord, that you will open blinded eyes, God. Lord, that you will help ears to be open to hear what you're wanting to say in this situation. God, we come against, Lord, the spirit of depression that's trying to come upon his life. Lord, we break that and we curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask right now, God, that you have your will and your way with this situation, God. Lord, we just ask that you, Lord, maneuver things and move them around in the way that you should have it to go.
Yes,
hallelujah, no. God. We just ask that you do a work in him and a work in that situation. And Lord, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I have one more prayer. That prayer is for Sister Pat. She is at the emergency room for pain in her stomach again. I'm asking y'all to lift her up in prayer that God will intervene.
Okay, for Prophet Kate.
What's her name?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What's the sister's name again, Pastor Hubbard?
Prophetess Kay.
Galston.
K-A-Y, Galston.
Okay. All right. Father, we come to you, God, again in the name of Jesus. Lord, asking you to touch Prophetess Kay Golston, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you go with her right now, Father God, as she's at the emergency room, God. Lord, we ask that you touch her stomach right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that you will send your angels to encamp around her, Lord, Abashande, while she's in the hospital, God. Lord, that you will be able to put a shield of protection around her, God. Lord, that nothing else could come near her body, God, and that you would heal all of the hurt and the pain in her stomach right now. We speak right now under the authority of Jesus Christ and in your healing power that you touch her stomach right now, God, that the pain will go away in Jesus' name. Let it just stop in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you give her, Lord God, a burst of energy, God, and, Lord, let her feel better than she's felt in a long, long time, God. And, Lord, we just ask right now that you just turn it around, Father God. Lord, that she would get to wherever she's going and say that I don't even need the help anymore because my stomach feels better. Lord, I ask you to do it for her right now, God. Touch her right now with the healing of love, God. I ask you to, Lord, make her whole in her body. I touch and agree right now, Lord, that you're healing it in Jesus' name, Lord. And anything else that may be ailing her body, God, that you will take it away and heal it. Lord, we thank you for it, God. We thank you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God.
Bless your holy name. Praise the Lord. If that's our last prayer request, we pray right now, Father, that you will cover this woman of God, as she prayed and poured out of her spirit to pray tonight, and God, you blessed her and took her to a new realm in you tonight. So we ask you, Lord, to touch Minister Prophetess Tasha, strengthen her, keep her covered in the bond, the works of the enemy that will try to come up against her in any manner, and against her life, her family, or anyway. We pray you continue to touch her body. We pray for divine healing for her son's knee God, in the name of Jesus, that swelling to come out of her. We pray, glory to God, that it will not have to be surgery if we're in agreement with her. And God, encourage his heart that he will not be oppressed from this plan. Ball, we pray for the whole family. We pray, glory to God, that you continue to use Tasha and take her to realms and dimensions for the OVA, and that her gift, glory to God, in prophetic will even get even deeper and the dreams will be revealed even on a greater level. God, I pray that there won't be no drawback, there won't be no fear or fretfulness or what the places that you get ready to take in the spirit. Help her just to rest in you as she finds her own identity and flow under the anointing as you allowed her to do tonight. We praise God for her. We thank you, Lord God, for the shift and the elevation. Thank you again for the training, glory, that she received upon her mother and even for those that are in passing in her life. We pray and thank you for her husband. Pray you continue to bless that marriage and that ministry that you have in the both of them, that you continue to encourage him to as they walk together and grow together to become one. Half a man and a half a woman make a half a marriage. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless them to be whole so when they come together they can be one. We bless you and we thank you and we plead the blood of Jesus against anything that will try to come up against the ministry in her. In the name of Jesus, cover us all and even those that are on the line and those that are ministry. We bless you for all that you've done and doing. Thank you, Lord God, for also for her father and mother and a blessed word. Continue to keep them too as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Now the lines are open for any remarks.
God bless. God bless. God bless you. My name is Robert Black. God bless you. Thank God for the word tonight. All I heard was, it's time to get it right and let's go forward. And it was like the same message that was spoken in my church today. And I said, Lord, it's me. I'm ready. And the thing is that I know you were like, mentally, when you're ministering the word, it is spiritually and mentally, it'll drain you. You get some rest, and then you got to be fed again, filled again. And I just thank God for the word. And it's like, I know it's a new thing for you, and you think you were getting drained. You're going to be praying more and more for people. That's a part of your ministry. You're going to be praying for a lot of people more and more. And I just thank God. And even when you was praying, I felt the spirit man in you was strengthening you and you were getting stronger and stronger each and every prayer. And I thank God for you. Thank God for the message. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Ely. I just want to say, Minister Tasha, it was a wonderful word, very powerful word, very precise. And like you said, just it did sound like I agree with Minister Black at how it did sound like each time you was getting stronger and God was just blessing you through your prayers. So just keep doing what God called you to do in this season, in this hour. But it was a blessed word. I'm glad I did get the opportunity to hear you speak again, because I got to hear your initial sermon, some of it. So just continue to pray for you that you continue to walk and do his will, and to God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we give glory and honor to God for a woman of God on tonight that brought forth a mighty word. I thank and praise God for all that I heard from Minister Prophetess Tasha Clifton. Excellent job, praise the Lord. I love that message, you're pardoned from hell and all bets are off. I just absolutely love it. And I just put a note, why is all bets off? Because Jesus has paid for our pardon, praise God. And I thought about Job, praise God, how the enemy was probably taking bets that Job would, curse God, but that didn't happen because God already knew Job was, praise God. So I thank and praise God. I mean, absolutely outstanding. And I heard the warning, if you don't get it right, there's greater destruction coming. And you're right. People of God need to stand up. And you need to begin to say something, praise God. I've been saying for a while now, keeping silent at this time, even before them scaling the walls on the national capital, that it keeping silent, if you're a child of God and you being quiet, that only exposes the condition of your heart. And you're absolutely right. This stuff that's coming out of evangelicals or a Christian's mouth with one thing and then talking out the other side of their neck, illegal and out of order. And so the people of God, hallelujah, who have the Spirit of the living God in them do need to stand up. So you said so many powerful things on tonight, and a lot of it is distractions to keep you off focus. But God has made his people very powerful, praise God. And I, as you were speaking, I saw the word of God saying, greater works shall you do. And you began to do some of the greater works as you begin to pray. And then I was praying, God, fill her back up. She's pouring out. Fill her up. And Minister BJ went ahead and prayed for you, praise God. And then Brother Black came right back talking about the replenishing and to fill you back up, praise God. So I thank and praise God for the woman of God on tonight, how she spoke out of the depths of her heart and sang what thus saith the Lord. Mighty words, excellent, and I pray that God will continue to fill your cup until it overflow. But he don't just fill our cups so we can keep a full tank. He wants us to be able to minister a word of hope to somebody. God bless you, my dear. Thank you. Amen.
And thank you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Prophet Tasha, I thank God for you because the word was so rich and it was so good. And when I got, what I got out of it, when you begin to say, God's waiting for us. And I thought about that. God is waiting for us. And I made a little thing on that, what you say, God's waiting for us. And I said, what are you going to do with that? What are we going to do with it? God is waiting on us to step out, to do what we're supposed to do, to open up our mouth. And so I just thank God for that word that you have brought forth on tonight, that it just put a little bit more in me to think about some things, you know, to be able to open up my mouth to say more than what I'm supposed to say, but let it be what God want me to say. And I enjoy that word so much, and I just thank you for it, and I pray that God continue to bless you and to use you in the way that he sees fit in these last and even days. Praise God for you.
Praise the Lord, amen. Thank you.
This is Brother Shelton Brown. I definitely want to say, thank God for the word that my dear sister gave. It was an excellent word and definitely needed. And I'm just so proud of what God is doing in your life and how he's using you. And I know that he is about to enlarge your territory of ministry. And so I just thank God. I'm not going to be long-winded. Just want to say just really proud of what God is doing in your life.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
We cannot hear you. I'm so sorry to interrupt, but we can't hear you.
I said, I want to thank and praise God for my sister, my friend, Prophet Tasha. I thank and praise God for the word. That even mentioned all bets are off, what came to my mind, and I thank God for that. First off, that we're pardoned. Praise God that we have the ability to grace us, that we receive salvation, be pardoned from hell. But then also it says all bets are off. I even thought about it in the form of, you know, that this is not the time, as the other sister was just saying, as you mentioned, what are we waiting for? This is not the time to continue to play with the enemy and to sit and be quiet. And like the other sister was saying, we got to have God to speak and tell us what it is that we need to say in this hour and this time. And I just thank God for the end time word that you're giving and just letting us know that this, you know, that we've got to be on our post. The enemy is doing his part. Now we got to make sure that we're doing ours. So I just thank and praise God for the word that you gave. And it really just blessed my heart and my spirit. Continue to stay encouraged. I love you and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Anyone else got the prophetess in there? Anyone else? Oh, you know what happened? Well, that'd be the best for the last anyway, of barely hearing at home. Everybody went for and they didn't take the liberty what I was saying. Pastor Danny and your husband. But you know what? It's working out fine because nearing the end, that's good to have your husband and also Pastor Danny to speak at the ending. If that's the last one that have their remarks, anyone else of your family that want to say anything, they can. And at this time, we're going to get ready for Brother Clifton and Pastor Danny to speak. Anyone else before we call them? I'll tell you, I have been just elated by what God has said through you and the remarks. Okay, if we're not hearing from anyone else at this time, any family member, we're going to go ahead and have Brother Clifton and then your mother or either your mother and then brother, whichever one y'all want to go first. All the lines are still open.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I commend my wife and so proud of her of this word that she brought forth tonight for everyone to hear. It was so profound. It was so powerful that she talked about the pardon and she talked about the all bets being off. And one of the two main factors of those two things is knowing that you have the authority to give the pardon and knowing that you will win to say that all bets are off. So I really want you guys to keep that into your spirit, that knowing that you have authority in Christ so that you know that you are pardoned from your sins and knowing that all bets are off. Because normally when people say all bets are off, they know they're going to win. They know they're going to win. So I want you, everyone that's listening to her, up on the sound of her voice and hearing this word tonight, take that with you every single day, every single minute, every single hour when you step out of your house in the morning to go to work. Walk out with the spirit of knowing that you have the authority and the power to take control of your life, Father God. And in Christ is your leader and your director of giving you the power to do that. So I thank God for the woman of God, who's my wife, for bringing this word over. And God continue to bless her and strengthen her and making her stronger and continuing to bless the people and women and men of God throughout all her ministry.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Whew. I'm telling you, I am so cool right now. Oh, my God.
I know that's right, Mother.
Yes, yes, yes. But, oh, my God. I thank God first. For that theme, take courage, the Lord. And I believe tonight you really took courage in the Lord. Oh, my goodness. And her title was, Your Pardon from Hell, and All Debts Are Off, because she said Jesus has already won. And it is so good to know tonight all that are born again, we all are winners tonight. We are winners in Jesus Christ. I said to Tarsha, God took you to another realm. He did.
He took you
to another realm on tonight. And I say to you to preach and continue to live what you preach. And know that it's not you, but it's God who worked in you to will and to act according to his good pleasure. You are much needed in these last and evil days. So
yes.
I bid you Godspeed and keeping on in the name of Jesus. You really blessed my soul tonight.
Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We can see that prophecy came to pass. Oh, I'm sorry, Tasha, you were saying something? Minister Tasha?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I was saying, I praise God to hear the word of the prophecy coming to pass that God was going to take you to another realm tonight. We shared that, but we blessed God for the shift, and he said he was going to even bless, and you're going to know in your spirit, man, you're going to feel the, you know, the power of the anointing that he's going to, it's going to have an effect that you're going to know when you're ministering. And I believe God did it. Amen. I thank God, praise God for all the remarks, for that word most of all. And I think that's going to resonate in our spirit for quite a while there. Praise God. So, prophet, you allow the Lord to take you to whatever realms in him that he desired. Just rest in it and just flow with the spirit, because I'm telling you, it's some great things ahead, and it's something else to see and hear manifestation of things that God say, and then it just comes to fruition right before you. It's beautiful. So I pray, glory to God, that this time we're going to leave space to for you to have some remarks or have a couple of remarks just to say what our upcoming ministers are for the next month. But we just want you to continue to be encouraged, my dear, and be blessed of the Lord, because truly, this is the Spirit of the Lord in operation in your life. So at this time, we're going to take your remarks. Praise the Lord and thank God for you accepting and not allowing the Lord, the enemy, to steal from you, to bring forth that God has had. So the fight is on when God got a message to come. So we got to fight even the more. And rebuke him and stand on it and let the Spirit of the Lord have free reign. And praise God you did. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Hubbard. And I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. I truly am just kind of overwhelmed with your response and love. And I just thank God for allowing me to be able to come on here tonight and just share what I believe that he had for us. And I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my mother. I thank God for each and every person on this line. And I just ask that, of course, all of you who you pray and when you do, you just please continue to lift your sister up. I thank God that he's definitely using me in a different way. It's a lot of different quirky things that I would say, okay, God, I know it's you. But I just pray that he continues to, like Pastor Hubbard says, for me to find my identity in him in ministry, and that to always keep me in on the right path. And that's my prayer daily, that he directs me, that not my will, but his will be done in my life, even though that's a scary thing to say because we never know what his will is. But I bet on everything that I have that I know that his will is better for me than anything that I can imagine for myself. So, again, I thank everyone for listening in tonight. You could be doing anything else on this Sunday evening, but you chose to spend a few minutes with me, and I thank God for you. I pray that you all have a blessed and wonderful week, and that the Lord will use you mightily in everything that you do. And again, Pastor Hubbard, thank you so much for your ministry and what you're doing on here. And I honestly think that the Lord is about to take you to higher heights, and your ministry being opened up in different settings where multiple people are going to be listening at one time. So I would just say to you, get ready for that.
Praise
God. Just thank God for each and every one of you, and I praise God for you.
Praise the Lord. Receive it. Thank you so much for that word and encouragement. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the woman of God again and bless the Lord for each one of you and pray God's blessings upon you. We're going to let you know that we have prayer tomorrow night at Monday, at 1 o'clock, I mean at 7 o'clock, every Monday night and every second and fourth Sunday we have Bread of Life, and we're looking forward to the woman of God coming back many more times as well as her mom. We bless the Lord for Apostle Janie. And we're also having next month, as every day is the Lord's Day, and love of God is every day, every year. But we, because it's next month, we're having some of our young people to minister on the 2nd, which is going to be Valentine's Day for some of you may be available, and others may be spending time with your spouses or whatever. But if you're available, 7 o'clock on the 2nd Sunday, we will have Prophetess Benjamin's daughter, which is none other than Evangelist Lauren Benjamin. She will be speaking, and then Minister Elder Becky will be speaking also, Cook. And on the 4th Sunday will be Evangelist Hubbard Ely, Carmelita, and Prophetess Anum of Alicia on the 4th Sunday. So we're asking you to pray for these young people. We believe in God, to bless in their lives and whatever like this. We're looking for a minister, Sister Teresa, but in the meantime, she was supposed to have surgery, but then again, I didn't bother her afterwards. So we're going to keep praying for her when time for her surgery to come up. But in the meantime, we have to put somebody else in that place. So we're asking you to pray for all four of these young ladies and pray for everyone. Glory to God that come on, and also those ones that come on to pray, our faithful prayer warriors every night too, every week, and making themselves available no matter what. And they come on and pray out of the depth of their heart. And I praise God for it. And we will have a 3-day revival. We're coming up in March. Apostle Burton has already taken that Sunday night. I have to get confirmation from the two speakers. But nevertheless, we're moving forward. Thank God for that prophecy that came forth and some things that God has said her to say. God bless, and some of the things that's been spoken about, some other ones to confirm some of what Minister Tasha said tonight. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for all that you all. Pray God's blessings, blood covering, and pray that you continue to pray for us and those that would join us on Monday night. The same number you called tonight, and if you want to go back and listen to the message that my sister just spoken in the next hour, it should be probably up. And if not, just give it another hour. But if you look under blogtalk.com/divine, and we spell the ministry with D as in David, E as in Eagle, V as in Victory, I as in Eagle, N as in Nancy, E, connection. So that's blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection, and then you'll be able to listen within the next hour or so for the message and any ones that you want to go back and listen to, any prayer night or any other word that was spoken on the 2nd and 4th Sunday. So, again, we bless the Lord for you, and you can pass the word on to anybody else that you desire for to come on and listen some nights or to pray while we're praying. Praise God. And that number, of course, bless the Lord, is the guest. It's 1-657-383-1125. And as I've already spoken, blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. We bless the Lord for you. Praise God upon you. Praise God. Our angels be encamped. And pray you have a marvelous and wonderful week. And until we meet again online or just pray in the spirit, we bless God for you. Hope you have a marvelous week. Bless prayer. Bless work week and whatever else your endeavors are. Continue to keep God first in everything. And bless the Lord. And he's looking for people that was willing and obedient. So we're going to need prayer. We're going to need faith. We're going to need obedience. We're going to need to be in that word so you'll know, glory to God, the promises of the Lord, the power that he has, and glory to God, and the weapons and how to use them, and also to know the tricks and the cunningness of the enemy. So we can put our flesh, glory to God, under subjection and put the enemy to flight and let God be glorified. Be blessed of the Lord. We love you. Have a good night. Shalom. Shalom.
Love you. Shalom.
Love you.
Good night.
Shalom. Good night.
Praise God. God bless you. Had about 20 people online tonight. That's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels fall before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Shalom. Thank you.